The very core of transition is strengthening Afghan national ownership and leadership, says Jan Kubisch, the UN Special Representative for Afghanistan. But he stresses that the onus for driving progress is on the Afghan government and the country's leading political forces.
This is a critical juncture. The trajectory is irreversible, but we need to work together, the Afghan authorities, the Afghan people, and international partners, in ensuring it is sustainable. There are results to report, but setbacks appear and are and will be inevitable. The need is for predictability and confidence. Determined internal and external efforts are required to prove that worst-case scenarios are wrong. This is challenging, but possible.
As part of the peace process, Ambassador Zahir Tanin, the permanent representative of the Islamic Republic of Afghanistan, says an agreement was reached with the United States on the opening of a Taliban office in Doha, Qatar. He explains that the purpose of this office would be to serve as a venue for direct negotiations between the Taliban and the High Peace Council, and not to serve as an official representation of the Taliban in the form of a government or embassy. He stresses that this office would not engage in or support any activity related to terrorism and acts of violence inconsistent with international law.
Yet just 2 days ago, on the 18th of June, in a rather theatrical sequence of events, the Taliban office was inaugurated in a manner that contradicted the very principles to which I just referred. Furthermore, the public statement by the Taliban representatives in Doha not only lacked any clear commitment to peace talks, but made an explicit reference to the continuation of violence. Given the concerns that have arisen, the government of Afghanistan decided, firstly, that the High Peace Council would not engage in peace talks under the circumstances the Taliban office was opened. And secondly, to suspend negotiations on the bilateral security agreement with the United States.
For its part, Rosemary DiCarlo, the Deputy Permanent Representative of the United States, says her country supports the Afghan-led peace process, recognizing that reconciliation is the best way to end violence and secure a unified and sovereign Afghanistan.
As President Obama has said, the opening of a Taliban office in Qatar is an important first step. While there may be bumps in the road, the fact that the parties have an opportunity to talk and discuss Afghanistan's future is very important. With regard to the events related to the opening of the office this week, as we have made clear yesterday, we do not recognize the name Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan and are pleased that Qatar has clarified that the name of the office is the Political Office of the Afghan Taliban and has had the sign with the incorrect name in front of the door taken down. We have underscored that the office must not be treated as or represent itself as an embassy or other office representing the Afghan Taliban as an emirate, government, or sovereign.
UN Special Representative Jan Kubisch says there is a clear need for sustained and predictable international support through 2014 and beyond in ways that reinforce Afghanistan's leadership. Beng Poblete Enriquez, United Nations.